It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. Good morning, in for Chuck Hinman, I'm Mark Deegan. Rhode Island hosts its annual Pride Festival, celebrating members of the lesbian, gay, transgender communities this weekend. The events come about 1 week after a mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, at a gay nightclub, which left 49 people dead and dozens more injured. After the attacks, organizers of the Providence Pride celebration quickly said the events would continue as planned for the weekend, but with increased security as needed. Here to talk with us about this weekend's events is organizer and Rhode Island Pride board member, Davide Gnatto. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Firstly, can you describe the types of events that are planned for the weekend in downtown Providence? And what, if anything, has been changed as a result of the mass shootings?
On Saturday, it really kicks off with the festival at 12 o'clock down on South Water Street. It's a chance for all of us to get together as a community and to really just be out and proud of who you are without fear. We had already planned on increasing security due to just the sheer number of people that we expect for the festival. Over the years, it's grown from, you know, a few thousand people to 20,000 people. Now we're expecting 35 to 40,000 people this year. So we were already expecting a much larger crowd.
Are you expecting an even bigger crowd in light of what happened last weekend in Orlando, though?
Well, after the experience last night at the State House, I think I am actually. I was shaking around that 40,000 number, but I think that's pretty, it's pretty firm now.
Well, you all have been in conversations with state and city police about heightened security. As you say, that had already been happening even before the shootings. How are those conversations going? What are you hearing from law enforcement authorities?
Well, law enforcement has been very supportive from the very beginning. They have been very supportive. We have local Providence police and state police who will be involved at various checkpoints throughout the festival. Obviously, in a crowd that size, you know, that still leaves some space. So we asked, and we continue to ask, that folks remain vigilant. You see something, say something.
State Police Colonel Steve O'Donnell says that some of the organizers are understandably concerned. Are you hearing concerns from organizers and members of the LGBT community? Is there any hesitation about the weekend events?
There was always going to be a level of concern, especially after what happened on Sunday. There are folks who are understandably a little bit worried, especially with a group that large, worried about copycats and things of that sort. But at the end of the day, the overwhelming message is we're not going to let the actions of one crazy person take away our chance to celebrate who we are, where we've come, and the progress that we still need to make.
Davide, there's already been quite a public outpouring of support in Rhode Island in reaction to the mass shootings. What's your reaction to the rally first that happened spontaneously Sunday night, then the very large rally and vigil, that is, that happened last night at the State House, another vigil planned this evening with lots of public officials planning to take part? What's your reaction to that outpouring? How does it make you feel?
One thing that I've always loved and appreciated about the LGBT community is whenever there is some form of tragedy, whenever there's a need for people to come together, nobody questions it. On Sunday, I wasn't unfortunately a part of that smaller rally, but from what I had many friends who were there, and they are beautiful, amazing people, and it was beautiful. It was heartfelt. It meant so very much to the people who were there and those of us who weren't there that only witnessed it through social media. And then last night, you know, we saw up 700 or so people say that they were going to go on Facebook. Typically, you cut that in half and you expect, you know, 350 people. And I look up at one point and I'm like, geez, there's over 1,000 people here. And as we're walking to the State House, you just see this immensely long line of people. In some ways, mourning and feeling hurt and confusion and pain about what happened on Sunday, but still celebrating us as a community, and that's what we're good at. We celebrate our victories and we push forward constantly.
Davide Gnatto, board member for Rhode Island Pride, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.